Hey Mama, welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. So I recently had someone reach out and ask me about what they could do if they had more expenses than income coming in. Specifically, they were looking for a way to cut monthly bills, and I just thought that this would be a great thing to share with you because I know what it's like living on a tight income. And there are times that you may be living in the red rather than the black, which, you know, it's just fun accounting talk for you're spending more money than you actually bring in. And I thought that this would be a great topic to share with you so that if you are in this position, or if you ever come to be in this position, you know the steps to take to get you and your family into a better financial position. So go and grab them headphones and, you know, maybe your budget as well. And let's walk through what I like to call a budget edit. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Alrighty, so today's episode, I'm essentially going to walk you through the beginning process of a budget edit, which is my offer that I have for you. Today, you know, as we're talking through this, it might be a little more extreme since we are talking about being in the negative, but this process is so good for you, even if you aren't in the negative. It can really bring to light, you know, your current spending habits and tell you what truly is a priority to you and your family. Then you can take what you've learned and tweak your budget to create one that can thrive, you know, one that you can thrive on. So listen in if this sounds like something that you have been looking for, and then head over to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. And hop on a free clarity call so that you can see what a budget edit can do for you. So, do your expenses outweigh your income? Are you living in a situation where you are just struggling to make it to the next paycheck and find that you are leaning heavily on your credit cards to make it to the next month, right? That's not a place where I want you to be. That is why it is so important for me to walk you through this, the beginning process of my budget edit process, so that you can, you know, comb through your expenses and comb through your budget and really make it so that you can live a little more comfortably, at least in the black, right? You're in the positive rather than the negative. That's where we want you to be. And so, and that is why I really wanted to go through this, because when my friend brought this to my attention, I'm like, oh my gosh, this would be so good to share with all of my friends, all of my listeners, so that they can, you know, look through the things that they are doing. And maybe there's things that they can tweak and find a little extra money that they can, you know, go and spend on something fun. Or maybe if you have debt, you know, maybe you can really niche down. Narrow in on what it is that you are trying to do. Like maybe in this season you lower some expenses so that you can get rid of your debts. You know, that's what I'm trying to bring to light, you know, bring to the forefront of your brain. Maybe just ways to edit up your budget. That doesn't mean we're completely going to throw it out the window and get it completely changed up, right? It just means that we're going to get rid of the things that aren't working for us and change things up so that they do. Maybe that means we're getting rid of things. Maybe that means that we're just changing things up. Maybe that means we're adding things. You know, it just depends on your season of life that you are currently in. So let's dive in to what I call my budget edit process. So the first thing that I want you to do, and this is where you want to take notes, right? So that you can remember all this stuff. But the first thing that you do is you edit your monthly expenses. So what are your needs? What are your wants? What are your wishes? Some examples, your needs are generally things like your home, which is mortgage or rent, right? Your utilities, water, electricity, trash, transportation, food. Those are the things that are like you have to have them or else you're like out on the streets, right? Or else you're not going to make it to the next month. Then you have your things that are wants, which obvious things like your subscription, eating out, spending money. Those are like obvious things. But then there are things like, if you really think about it, a cell phone, the internet. Those are really just wants. They're not necessarily needs. Because if you think about it, way back when, right, when my dad was young, they didn't have cell phones. Actually, it's more like when my brother was young, they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have cell phones in my dad's life till he was, I don't know. But anyways, I digress. The point is that we don't necessarily need cell phones. They are nice to haves and they are a want. But those are the things that you need to sit down and think about. Like when you're doing this edit, you got to put things in the needs. Like what is a priority to your family? What is an actual need to you? What is a non-negotiable? What are the wants? What are the things that you can change up? Negotiate a lower monthly cost maybe, or unnecessary expenses. You know, what are those things that you can get rid of in the wants section? And then if you can't even afford things in the wants section, having a wishes section is almost like impossible to have because that's saving up for things in the future. Saving up for like a car or vacation, home projects, even sadly retirement can be in this category where if you don't have the money for that, then it's not going to happen, right? If you have all these needs and wants and, you know, have to haves, because even needs, since you've taken out a loan, that is in the needs section. That is something that you have to pay. You cannot get rid of it, but you can negotiate a lower monthly cost, right? So that kind of takes me into the second thing I want to talk about, which is the editing of your debt expenses. So what I'm talking about here is paying off loans if you can. If you have money saved up for those wishes and it can pay off a loan and you have that extra money that you can save up with or throw at for more debt to get rid of that debt, that is the way you should take it. Now, I'm not saying to put all of your emergency funds, that's what I'm trying to say, into that money. Definitely have at least $1,000 saved up for those emergencies. But if you have more than that saved up and you have all of this debt crushing down on you, making you monthly go in the negative or use more debt to stay out of the negative side of things, then you want to get rid of that. You want to use that money that you have. It can be so hard. Trust me, this is not an easy process. This can be extremely hard. It can definitely like weigh you down and make you not want to do like the obvious thing that needs to be done to get rid of this debt and get you in the positive side. But paying off those loans, if you can, is going to allow you to save up so much faster for those wishes or free up some of that income so that you can have some of those wants, some of those subscriptions or a higher cell phone payment if that's what you want, right? But if you have all of this money tied up in debt, you have to figure out how to get rid of them. And the first suggestion that I have is to pay it off, you know, with that money that you have in the savings minus your emergency savings, right? When you go to pay things off, look at the interest rate. So if you have income, okay, so there are two different ways of paying off debt. There is the snowball effect, which is what Dave Ramsey says, where it's where you focus on the lowest amount for the total to get it paid off faster. And then it just makes it easier. Like when you get one thing paid off in your brain, you're like, oh yeah, I can do this. And you're able to pay off the next one quicker and quicker. And you just keep going from the lowest amount to the highest amount. Then there's the amount or the debt payoff system that I can't think of what it's actually called, but it's where you focus on the highest interest rate first and you get that debt paid off first. But the way that I suggest doing it is to look at what debt you have. So if you have some debt that has no interest rate, I would suggest just leaving that one alone. So those are things like hospital bills. They don't usually have an interest rate attached to them. And you can usually call them and negotiate a bill payment that can be lower than what they suggest, you know, if you're in a hard time, right? You can also look into hospital bills where you can look for a forgiveness plan. That's what I'm looking for. Some hospitals have a forgiveness plan, or some of them just work with you to make it to where you can pay what you can afford, right? So look at those. Look at the ways that you can, the types of loans that you have. And if it's a hospital loan where there's no debt, I wouldn't worry, or no interest, I wouldn't worry about that one as much as something that does have an interest rate. So look at that, identify which ones you should focus on, pay those ones off first if you have the extra savings in there. And if you don't, then look into lowering your monthly payment. You can do this by consolidating loans. You can consolidate like your credit card loans. Do look at everything, because sometimes there will be like interest rate struggles there where they raise them up, right? Which I just feel like credit card do that anyways, but you can consolidate your loans. Even if it's not a credit card loan, you can consolidate other loans. I know there have been people that have consolidated loans into their mortgage so that it's all one payment. That can be hard. Don't do that unless you absolutely have to, but there are ways to consolidate loans. And definitely go talk to maybe your banker and see what they suggest, if it's a good idea for you or not. Then look into, also talk to your banker about refinancing those loans. Sometimes you can refinance like a car loan for a longer period of time. The interest rate will go up, but the payment amount will go down as well. So you got to think about that. Like, do you want to pay more in the long run? Do you want to not have as much coming out monthly? Like, what can you afford in the time, in that moment? One thing that I like to do, and I know I'm crazy about this, but I like to see how long of a loan I can get and have the lowest payment I can get and throw as much money at it as possible so that if something does happen that month, I can, I'll be safe. Like if I have to pay just the loan amount, I can do that. But if I can throw a whole bunch more extra at it and it's not like I have to because that loan is higher, then that makes me feel safer, right? So that's one thing you can look into as well. Then the hardest thing that can be a real struggle to do is if you need to get rid of some debt and you're not able to make that payment, sometimes you have to sell it. Yeah, I know, it can be hard. If you have a car payment that's like $600 a month and you're like $200 over, like in the negative, then getting rid of that car and buying another car that's $400 or even less than that is more in your wheelhouse. And then saving up for the future to get that higher priced vehicle and then be able to throw a whole bunch of money at it and be able to buy it at a lower loan rate, like that would be so much better, right? So it can be super difficult to think about these things. It can be super difficult to want to have the motivation to actually comb through your budget and see what it is that you can do. Cell phone prices. You can lower your cell phone price by not having, you know, a monthly, no, that's not the word. I'm trying to think of prepaid, but I was trying to think of like the opposite way of saying that. But you can get a prepaid account and not have that unlimited data. You don't necessarily need that. That's a want. That can cut down some of your money and give you back money into your account, right? If that's something that you need, it doesn't have to be long term. These things that I'm talking about may just be during a season of life. It may be for 3 months. It may be for 6 months, just until you can get some of that debt paid down and get your payments to where it is that you can live and you can thrive without going in the negative, because that is something that I really want you to focus on. And sometimes it's even good to do. I know that I wouldn't be opposed to getting rid of my cell phone. I don't like being on my phone that much. And in all reality, I don't use all of that stuff on there. So I feel like it's a waste of money having a unlimited data plan on my phone. Plus, I'm home all the time. I have the internet. I don't need the internet on my phone, right? So if I was in a tight position, I would be getting rid of that because I don't need it. There are other ways of me getting those things that I'm wanting without affecting my total, like, feeling like I am stretched and stressing and unable to get the things that I want, right? So yes, this is a difficult thing to look at and to think about, but guess what? You don't have to do it alone. I'm here to help you with this. I am here to walk you through the things that I see the areas where maybe you could cut down on some things that you do want to keep, help you to figure out what debt to pay off, what debt to leave alone, how to pay that off, figure out if you do need to bring in more income. Like, do you actually need to bring in more income, or is it just a mental thing because you're trying to live at a higher lifestyle than what your income can afford, right? Are you trying to live a two-income lifestyle, or are you trying to live a one-income lifestyle? Because in all reality, just because it's more money does not mean that you are going to have a joyful life attached to it. So you just got to figure out where you need to edit your budget, tweak things, move things around, and see how it fits your life. Try it out. If you don't like it, change it up. Try something else. It's not set in stone what you do, and it's not like it's going to be life or death, right? So maybe trying just one area at a time to see where this works, maybe that's what you need to do instead of just jumping in and going cold turkey, right? Because that can be stressful and that can be hard, especially if you're trying to do it by yourself. But if you do want help, definitely reach out. Definitely hop on a free clarity call so that we can connect, we can talk, we can see where it is that maybe you want to focus on first, what would be easiest for you, and really just see if a budget edit is where you need to focus at, right? So go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, that's calendly.com, Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, and grab your budget edit, grab a clarity call, that's what I'm trying to say, so that we can see if a budget edit is right for you and help you be on your way to building wealth by first sticking to your budget. I pray that today's episode has blessed you. I pray that you are able to take it and run with it and really just get your budget working for you and your family. If not, definitely come over and get some help if you would like that. Otherwise, I will see you all next week on another episode, and I pray you have a blessed week. Friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.